Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
In 1 Corinthians 4 and 15, it says, "For though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers." And I want to talk to you from the heart of God today, because God established the family. And today we're being pressured through society to make all kinds of changes. Can I tell you that one of those changes are in this book? God is only going by His book. His book is the manual for marriage and family. Let the church say amen. That's not being nasty. That's being right, and it's telling the truth. We were all created by God with a plan, and that plan comes from Him. Having said that, many men have not provided the right examples before their family in the home. I believe in most cases it's because they did not understand their true role. I want you to listen to this song, just the first couple of lines of it, because it's the testimony from the Temptations. Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat, that was his home. And when he died, all he left us was alone. Well, the title of my message is, "What's Your Role?" What's your role? Now, a role is actually defined as a character assigned or assumed. It's an individual status in society or the part played by an actor. Many men are still searching for their true role in life and in society. They're looking for the part that they've been given to play in this world. And there are two scripts. The most familiar script is the devil's script, where he appeals to men's egos, their power, their passion, and their carnal appetites. In fact, the devil even tried to impose his script on Jesus. After Peter had rightly spoken as God spoke to him and said that Jesus was the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the devil came and pushed his script. And in his script, he was saying, "Don't go to the cross. Don't die. That's not, hey, look, you don't want to do that. That's not fulfilling what your true desires are in life. You don't have to sacrifice yourself like that." The devil is still pushing two scripts upon men today, that we should seek self-gratification, that we should always think about ourselves. So many women have said, men are so self-centric. They just think about themselves. And as much as we hate to hear that, perhaps we are focused sometimes too much on ourselves, gentlemen. But that is really the script that the devil is pushing toward you. He wants you to walk away from the life that God has really called you to accomplish and to not be a part of the role that you've been predestined to fulfill in life. Peter took Jesus aside and he objected and he said, "Heaven forbid, Lord, you don't want to go to that cross. You must never let this happen to you." Now listen to what Jesus said. Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get out of my way, Satan. You are tempting me to sin." If more men would say, "Get out of my way, Satan, you attempted me to sin," there'd be less sinning happening. Now listen to what Jesus said after that. "You aren't thinking the way God thinks, but you focus on the way humans think." We are born in sin, every single one of us. And there are things within us that make us think the way we do and to make us feel the way we do as human beings. But God has another plan. God has another design. God has another script. for our lives. And that script given by God was a mission, like Jesus, to save children, young people, and families. Instead of focusing on our own selfish ambitions. Because families are the very foundation of society. Now, God knew that the devil was going to attack families. He knew that was going to be his focus. So he equipped men with the ability to defend and save families. You say, how did he do that? Well, he made men and women in the image of himself. We were made in the image of God. In Genesis 1 and 27, it says, God created man in his own image. God blessed them, that was male and female, and God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. Now listen, when God says, be fruitful and multiply, the only way he's talking about that is through marriage. Hello? The only way he's talking about being fruitful and multiplying is through marriage. That's his way. He said this to our first parents. That means he's called every man to be a father. Now, it's your choice if you want to be married or not. But that's how God started the family. He said, fill the earth and govern it, which means God has given us authority to have power in this world and for things to happen with his help and the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. We're not subject to just fulfill our desires or the desires of our lower nature before Christ. No, we have power through the name of Jesus Christ to do what's right. The most important thing is that we follow the word of God. When we talk about marriage, when we talk about relationships, this is the manual that we need to follow. God made all men to be fathers. And that's why I'm talking to all of you today. You know, sometimes you say, well, I don't have any children. That's okay. You don't have any children that you know of. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I repeat that again. No, God has assigned children and young people, I believe, to every man, to every woman. He said, be fruitful and multiply. That means there is a child that God is going to put in your life, or there are children already in your life, whether they're your nieces and your nephews, a neighbor, someone that you come in contact with. And it's so needed in the world we live in today. It's because so many young people and children are going fatherless. Now, the Bible talks about the fatherhood of God. In Isaiah 64 and 8, it says, O Lord, you are our father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We all are formed by your hand. I'm going to say it again. Each man was formed by God with a divine assignment to be a father, to be a guardian over the family, and a guardian over future generations in our world. And this is your true role in society. It's your assignment. It's one of the highest callings in life. The calling to be a father. Fathers provide the first image of God that a child begins to relate to. Jesus introduced God as our heavenly father. You remember that? When his disciples came to him and said, how do I pray? He said, when you start to pray, you say, our Father who art in heaven. And when we want to understand what do fathers really look like, how are fathers supposed to really behave? Because truth be told, many of our fathers have not been good fathers. God himself is our example of what a father should be in the life of a child, in a young person's life. I want you to listen to some of his personal characteristics. He possesses unconditional love. He provides for us. He protects us. He guides us. He blesses us. He surrounds us with favor. God is self-sacrificing. He loved us so much, he sacrificed his own son to save us. God is righteous in all of his ways, and he disciplines and corrects us for the sake of our destiny. Now, a lot of people don't like to be disciplined. They don't like people to correct them. But the Bible says if you're not willing to be corrected, you're not willing to be a child of God. In Hebrews chapter 12 and 5, it says, "Have you forgotten the encouraging words God spoke to you as his children? He said, 'My children, don't make light of the Lord's discipline and don't give up when he corrects you. For the Lord disciplines those he loves. He punishes each one he accepts as a child.'" So get this. So understand this. When you're not living right, when you're not doing right, and you're God's child, you're going to get some pushback. If you're in the right place, you're going to hear about it. That you're not living up to the standards that God expects for being his child. And really, what he's trying to do is to protect you and to prepare you for your destiny, which is to help other people. But if you have the wrong example in your life, how can you help somebody else?
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word never changes. Many want to conform to this world's system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
God is faithful. He won't let you get away with your pet sins. Look at the person next to you and say, God loves you so much. He's not going to let you get away with your pet sins. See, he will even expose you to make sure you change. One of the great things about our Father is he will never abandon us. He's always available. He's never too busy. God really does care about us. He's not out to hurt us. In Psalm 103 and 13, it says, "The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who reverence him." Now, as intimidating as all that sounds on that list, God has equipped fathers and men with the same spiritual potential. You've got to understand that he desires to live through us, to make us successful. Everything that God calls us all to do, it's always over our head. For you to know that God is calling you to do something, it's always supernatural. It's always more than you have the resources in your mind or things around you. And even the thought to say, hey, yeah, I can do that. I can definitely do that. No, with God, God is going to challenge you to do something that's over your head. Why? Because he wants to be a part of it. And to be the kind of father that he's calling us to be, it takes him in our lives to accomplish that. Philippians 2 and 13, it says, God is working in you. He's given you the desire and the power to do what he's calling you to do. Now, just because you love God does not mean that you are a good father. Unfortunately, there are many fathers who are even present in the home are still emotionally absent from their children, like King David. You remember King David? He was a man after God's own heart. But he really made some big mistakes. And the mistakes that he made in his life affected his children. So men, I want you to listen to me. Fathers, I want you to listen to me. The mistakes that you make in your life, they will affect your children one way or another. Your disobedience to God can establish something that you will definitely regret in the lives of your children. You know, when King Saul decided for the second time to disobey God, then God sent the prophet Samuel to give him a message. He said, "You have not kept the command of the Lord." Now listen, had you kept it, the Lord would have established your kingdom forever. But now your kingdom must end. For the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart. And the Lord has already appointed him to be the leader of his people because you have not obeyed God. Now that man was David. Folks, many of the men that God used in the Bible had problems being good fathers. Some were very disobedient to God's word. That is how generational curses begin in a family. I'm saying, dads, that one of the reasons why you must obey God is because you're obeying him not only because you should, but for your children's sake. How many of you love your children? Your obedience to God protects them, and you need to understand that. Curses are established by either the sins of our ancestors or our own personal behavior and disobedience. Yes, blessings and curses actually exist, just like the Bible says. Now, a curse by definition means to bring judgment upon, to afflict, to bring injury or evil. Listen to what it says in Numbers 14 and 18. The Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love and forgiving sin and rebellion. See, God will forgive you for your sins. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and the fourth generation. This is inherited curses and generational curses that we're talking about now. They continue from one generation to the next unless they're actually broken. What actually happens is the father's behavior is something now that the devil uses to tempt the child, to tempt the son, and to tempt the daughter. And the attack against the father's life is now the same attack against the children's life that can lead them down the road to disobedience. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 28 and 45, all these curses shall pursue and overtake you until you're destroyed if you refuse to listen to the Lord your God. These horrors will befall you and your descendants. I'm talking about the responsibility of fathers to be obedient to God. Your obedience protects your children from generational curses. Now, I started off by saying that David was a man after God's own heart. That's what the Bible said. God was looking for someone like that. He found it in David. And yet David disobeyed. Did David get a free pass on this when he disobeyed God? No. Exactly what the scripture says happens when you disobey God. You have a choice. Your choice is to obey God, and you're blessed. Your family is blessed, and your descendants are blessed. Or you can disobey God. That's Satan's script. And the curse can be released in your family. David brought a curse on his children when he sinned. He was confronted by the prophet Nathan in 2 Samuel 12 and 9, who said, "Why did you ignore the Lord's command? Why did you do what he said not to do? You killed Uriah the Hittite, and you took his wife to be your wife." Now listen to the judgment that followed, the curse that was released. "Now there will always be people in your family who will die by the sword. Because you did not respect me," the Lord said. You took the wife of Uriah the Hittite for yourself. I am releasing trouble to you from your own family. God protects us from so much that the devil wants to do in our lives, but it's because of our obedience to God. Come on, repeat after me. When I disobey God, it releases the devil in my life. When I obey God, I am protected from the enemy. Now give God praise for our protection from Satan. You are protected when you obey God. But conversely, the devil goes haywire in your life and in your family when you disobey God. Don't think it won't happen. It will happen. Because that's what the Word of God says, and that's what's about to happen to David. David's regret was that as a result of his disobedience, his children's lives were affected. Let me just give you a few of the things that happened. Now, listen, this man could have been the poster child of success. He was the one who was the shepherd. He was the one who sang songs to the Lord, songs God loved to hear. He was the one who wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He was the one who defeated Goliath, the giant. He was the one that God promoted to be the king of Israel. He came from humble beginnings to becoming a great king. In fact, he even was the one that God allowed his own son, Jesus Christ, to come through his lineage, his earthly lineage. That's some pretty powerful stuff. That relationship that God had with David and still has to this day because he's still alive in heaven was awesome. But David was not exempt. And this is the message I'm trying to give to fathers today. You will not be exempt for your disobedience to God. It will affect your children. Listen to what David's regret was. His daughter, Tamar, was physically abused by her own half-brother. That brother who abused his sister was murdered by Absalom, his half-brother. And then Absalom attempted to have David killed. He attempted to take his throne, but instead Absalom was killed during the battle. Now, please, 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 this is a lot of drama. Some of you guys have drama in your family, but I'm sure you haven't had drama like this. This is some serious drama. Your daughter is abused by your own son. Okay. Because you did nothing, Daddy, because he didn't. Her brother on that side said, "I'm going to do something, Daddy." He stepped in and he took the brother that abused the sister out. And then he was angry at the dad still and said, "And I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you and I'm coming for your throne." And David had to flee his own castle because his son was coming after him. His son took his wives and went on the roof of the house and began to know them carnally in front of all of Israel. What a mess. Some of you try to keep your family business hidden. David could not. All of these things were known by all of Israel. And as he left his palace, he wept because he knew it was because of what I did. My kids have gone crazy. My kids have gone crazy because of what I did. Now, folks, I'm going to say it again. He was a man after God's own heart. Just because you have a relationship with God does not mean that your house won't go crazy. But it generally happens as a result of disobedience.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the media tab. Today is a special Father's Day message called What's Your Role? Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I would love to pray with you. I do not know your needs, but God does. Heavenly Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, asking you to meet every need of every listener. Save, deliver, protect, and provide for us. We place our trust in you. You promised if we call upon you, you would answer us. Thank you in advance for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.